during the month of October. In our daily devotionals, we will be studying the Sermon on the Mount, as recorded in Matthew chapters 5 through 7. Our purpose in this series is to help us understand the great principles that Jesus taught within this sermon, and to encourage us to live by these principles in our everyday life. The Sermon on the Mount is sometimes called the Constitution of Christianity. It is called this because the very essence of the one faith is found within this marvelous sermon. Almost every teaching found in the words of our Lord in this sermon is also found and reiterated in the instructions given by the inspired apostles and prophets in the first century. Because it is at the very core of Christianity, it is vitally important. Our purpose in this lesson is to give us an overview of the great Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount can be divided into five general areas. The first is found in chapter 5, verses 3 through 16, and it discusses the disciples' character and function, which includes such things as the Beatitudes, and the true disciples as being the light of the world and the salt of the earth. The second section is the disciples' relationship to the law, and that's found in chapter 5, verses 17 to 48. In the third area, or general area, Jesus discusses the disciples' life in God's presence, and that's chapter 6, which includes our dependence upon God in our service, in our worship, and in our daily living. The fourth area of discussion in the Great Sermon on the Mount is the disciples' view of judgment, and that's chapter 7, verses 1 through 23, which includes judging one another, but also that great encouragement Jesus offers to us to enter in by the straight gate, and also the exhortation that not everyone that will say unto him, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. The final area, or general area, found within the Sermon on the Mount, is the disciples' application to the sermon. And that's found in chapter 7, verses 24 through 27, which speaks about the wise disciple who hears and applies what Jesus taught within this sermon, as opposed to the foolish disciple who hears but does not apply these truths. As we think about the Sermon on the Mount, the Sermon on the Mount should be considered seriously and soberly. It is our desire that during the coming weeks you will grow in knowledge of this marvelous sermon, but more importantly, that you will study it on your own and that you will apply these most precious and beneficial principles to your life. Please take the time to read this great sermon several times and to meditate upon the principles, precepts. As we study the Sermon on the Mount together, let us stand back in awe as we consider these marvelous words of wisdom spoken by our Lord. And let us not forget to be the wise hearers and apply the principles taught.